Right. It is 9 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem, Israel. Today is July 1st, 2016, and this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. Today on TBS Radio, we are going to talk about the condition in the world and what we're going to do about it, or if we can do anything about it. And then we're going to sizzle it with a little Italian music, because Wednesday is to Italy with love. Because we need to share and give and take a page from the love that the Italian know to share with the world, and with the art, with the happiness, and we want to honor them. Now, I started with Demis Roussos, Never and Ever. Demis Roussos is in Greece. From Greece, is a friend, is still with us, God hope so, that song, just to tell you that, you know, Greece is a part of our life. It's not something that we can just kick and pretend like it doesn't exist, and our crisis there. That Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, is just announced just a few minutes ago that they're going to still make the Sunday referendum on if to stay with the EU or not. And, you know, the EU is trying to be particular today. Said, we really don't know what about, you know, if it's legal, that referendum. Like, the Greeks themselves cannot even decide if it's right or wrong to make a referendum. Like, what about the liberty of being, you know, a nation? What about the entitlement of them to do and change the rate to fluctuate the economy? They all are castrated in the European shackles of, you know, of this European Union. Do something for yourself. Get rid of them. Get rid of that union. I remember going to Italy and just seeing what they had to go through, and they all told me, "Mamma mia, it's all so caro. Everything is so expensive." And I said, "What happened?" Said, "Since the EU arrived, since the European Union arrived, all the prices got up. Now, people could not afford things. They couldn't. Things change on them." I don't know what happened. I know that the Olympics didn't help much. I'm sure that this was the catastrophe that I was saying. Every time I see a small nation starting to make preparation, I'm going berserk, because who gives them the money? Who is donating the money? And I'm not sure. I don't know about it. But I tell you for a fact, if they are in trouble, somebody didn't pay enough for what the services rendered. Because Greece is the peaceful nation where we go to find heaven out of the craziness of the world. And everybody's saying, oh, they did it themselves. And I'm saying, no, guys, this is what we want from in Greece to be. Quiet, relaxed, at ease, in pace, adagio. We don't want to make, you know, craziness in this world. And this is as far as Greece goes. I make that prayer for my friend, the Greek people, which they weren't so friendly with the Jewish people. And I don't know, you know, if it's time and God. I don't know what God's plan is, but they can, you know, come through before Him. They need to come true before God, and they need to make amends, you know, before the people. They that they created the universal, you know, university, they that they created knowledge as a way of being, they created so many things, destroyed the Holy Temple of Jerusalem. So that's a big, big deal. And God, probably because it's God's temple. So I guess that this is between Him and them, and I'm out of it because as you know, there is a God and it's not us. So I pray that God forgive you. I pray that you will be smart enough to have the resources to think. And by all means, you know, we are here. Come, open up, travel, visit Israel for 24 hours. Talk to people. You're not alone. You are not alone. And by all means, the people who fly to Greece is usually people that have their hands, you know, busy. Come, maybe take off. You know, there is a great possibility here. There is tons of money all over the world. We probably know where to find it. We just need to get in the game. Guys, it's 7:08 already here, and I'm rolling my part to the Italian music. But before that, I want to say something. Today we commemorate 1 year from the war, the last year war, 2014, the war, you know, that we needed to defend ourselves between all those missiles that were sent. And the first show that we had was the 7-7, was with live, you know, missile whistling on top. And I didn't have a shelter, and I was on the radio. So I thank God for keeping us safe. But we need to know that the terror didn't stop. Today, they had another death from a massacre that happened. And they killed the second son of a very, very wonderful family. And they had to sacrifice two sons for the liberty of the Jewish people. And this is all in the name of what? The name of death. Those people are for death and only death. We are here for humanity. We are here for love. We are here to live. Please remember that. We need to get our stuff together and fight it and win. This time it's not going to be, you know, enough to sit down and say, like our dear Ban Ki-moon from United Nations, the one that I love so much because he's a friend of friend, and I want to help him, really. I want to help him much. But I want to remind him, you know, words are not helping. Words keep you at zero. That's what the Italians say. Parole stanno a zero. The words are nothing. You want to have action? Start having action. You want to stop the war in Syria? Get them to the table and put some units and get rid of those bizarre troops that are on the ground. Get coalition of forces. What are you doing? Shame on us that the serious war is going on. Shame on you, Ban Ki-moon, that you didn't do nothing about it. Shame on you that we are in 2015 and still 2 years later and he's still killing children and women. And, you know, what is it with you? That you think that you can come and take a talk to everybody and doing nothing about it? And you guys, European Union, shame on you too, keeping Greece under the gun, keeping everybody under the gun. For what? For whose sake? Get your prices down, get them leave, let them have a life. For some reason you think that it's impossible for you to let them be? Well, the drachma can leave again, and I'm going to promise you, this summer I'm going to tell everybody, let's go to Greece to have a celebration. Let's go to Greece to make a vacation. Let's go to Greece to show how much friends she has around the world. We don't forget all the goodness she gave us, you know, in the good days, of course. Anyway, so let's get some music and let's keep the mood on. I hope we'll be softening it a little. And that was Eros Ramazzotti, La cosa più bella che c'è, the most beautiful thing that exists. They're talking about women, of course. You know, we tend to talk to them like to us. They're talking to us in different languages. And every nation has a way to talk to women. Some of women, you know, like they're the mother, some of them they're the lover, some of them they're the partner, some of them they are the pain. in Italy they are the queens, you know, of love. So I love everything about that. Now let's remember, today we had the loss of a great man, Nicholas Winton. He is the British Schindler. You know, he saved 650 children the night at the eve of the Second World War. He died today, not too long ago, an hour or two ago, in the age of 106. Bless his soul. You know, nobody knew nothing about Nicholas Winton. Nobody told his story until he got to 90 years old. 90 years of age, people probably were looking at him, and it was amazing. So I want to salute his memory. I want to tell everybody, you know, greatness never be forgotten. God always finds the way to make the righteous people known. All right, so it's a wonderful thing for him. Let's get some more music because I want to remind us, you know, this is between memories and between living and death. This is today is very important because we have just, you know, announced a year after the war and the combat is still going. We have the combat going in 3 years consecutive in Syria. Nobody's doing nothing. Ukraine is still on the verge of iffy situation. The collapse of the Greece will be devastating, and nobody wants it because it's important for us. It's like an anchor. It's like a stabilizer for Turkey. You guys don't know what the stabilizer can do. It can make everything go in tilt. So let's get some more music, and I'll tell you all about the memories that I'm going to memorize tomorrow.
Tu cosa fai stasera? Rimani ancora un po'. Sarà questa atmosfera, ma non mi dire di no, per farti prigioniera, qualcosa inventerò.
Oh, wow, my youth were with those songs of his. Cosa fai stasera? It was a CD, it was a disc that was given in the 80s. And the motto is, what do you do tonight? And they say, you know, I'm fabulous. What about you? How I'm going to, you know, I feel so much at home with you. I feel so different that the city looks not the same anymore. And, you know, and by the way, where you were eating all this time? This is words, you know, that girls really like to hear sometimes. You know, where are we in life if we're not found by our loved one? When our loved one says to us how much I'm happy to be and what I'm not going to let you go anymore tonight. You know, what are you doing tonight, you know? He's not living, and he's already asking about tonight. And that's when love is, you cannot never be apart. That's what was told. Now, tomorrow is the memorial of my mom, a glorious woman, Lisa. Lisa is was one of the, you know, champion of my life, and she deserves honor and grace, and may God bless her soul with all the beautiful thing that he can and only God can give, because a soul like that was a gift to the universe. She gave us courage in an enormous way. She was the most courageous woman around. She walked. I remember 5 years old walking to the shelter and the sirens on. Hey, it was a time of war. It's 67. And she walked through it. She needed water for, you know, water for coffee in the morning. So who can stop her? Siren or not, we're walking, and she got it from shelter to shelter. It was amazing. And then, you know, so I would visit Israel, and I would travel to the north in time of craziness. She'll say, okay, let's go north. But, Mommy, I don't know where to, don't worry, we'll find it. So we put her in the car, and you forget it. You are not in charge anymore. There is somebody, a champion, a general, a woman, that her jokes and her laughter were so amazing. And forget the food. That's her worst talent. She was a chef, incredible, celebrated chef, because she gave the Italian a piece of her mind about food. She knew how to cook very well. She had a great restaurant in Italy. And I guess that the love to Italy is everlasting. It's a continuation. So, Mommy, I miss you dearly. And I hope that you rest with angel, and, you know, God gives you all the blessing all the time. And tomorrow we're going to commemorate you. So we're here. Love you. Let's get some more music, and we'll be right back with Life as We Find It, as she left us with. All right.
Cosa farò ora che tu vai via?
Dimmi cosa farai.
Cederò alla pazzia per scordarmi di te. Farò il diavolo a tre. Sarò forte domani. Vedrai, sarò forte. Cosa farai se dormire non puoi? Dimmi cosa dirai alla gente di noi. È finita così e ti ritroverai in un solo momento a cercare.
And we are back. I'm sorry, interrupted. Pupo is a great Italian song from the 80s. It's incredible, and it's, you know, subject, of course, is love. How we stop the minutes of love. Now let's stop and give some love to the world. The world that is around us that is going crazy. We have a situation in the north of Sinai in Egypt, where, you know, there is a fighting. They probably had to bomb it, and the Egyptians are really are devastating, because of the shooting. There is a lot of Bedouin, you know, nomad that travel from one place to another, sheltering a lot of things, and nobody touched that area. And if I say that, you know, the United Nations has to do something, it probably needs to go and send some investigation over that land, because it wasn't investigated by nobody. Only Egyptian came lately, and we need to start rattling that cage of you know, peaceful existence of terror. You know, we need to rattle the cage of those units that we found all over around, and they are reorganizing themselves. Now let's organize ourselves too. Let's make sure that we don't have a problem in the north, in the south, everywhere. Are we going to let it be? Is it going to be like this? Oh, my God, we have so much and to give to the world. We still have to work hard to find a way. Of course, it's not easy, but we can shuttle, you know, and we love to remember those people that we lost. Just remember, you know, for the memory's sake, we need to bless them, but we need to remember that there are places that we need to preserve, and there are people in life that we are not going to let them shatter. It's important to remember the world must stand up together and must give all it can to eliminate the threat of terror. It's enough. We need to come back to ourselves. We need to do what we can do to make sure people, children, women, older people, young men, everybody, animals, safe and taken care of. It takes everybody. And I didn't see China volunteering any of our troops lately. I didn't hear anybody volunteering to do anything. Everybody is in a standoff. What do you think? It's going to go away? You know, what do you think, all of you? It's not going to go away. We need to do something about it, all right? Let's get some Italian music. Maybe we need to just remember love, how it exists, okay?
Il sole muore già, e di noi questa notte avrà pietà, dei nostri giochi confusi nell'ipocrisia. Il tempo ruba i contorni a una fotografia, e il vento spazza via.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. And as always, we always have a guest, a surprise guest, somebody that, you know, to sweeten our moment with, you know, between me talking to you about the Middle East and all these things, but with a lot of love to the industry that makes all our dreams come to life. You know, the movie industries are amazing, and one of the things that nobody can take from America. And every time we are looking up for new talent, a new man of the kind, and I want to bless Danny Mankin today for coming to the show. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Orly. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. It's important for us to have a vision for the future. And one thing that we all do, we dream, and our dreams become reality. Tell me about your work, Danny, because you become, you know, our dreams, a reflection of our dreams as a director.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I feel I'm very much blessed to have my dreams come true through movies and through storytelling. I enjoy it very much, and I've been very lucky to do both documentaries and fiction. And, you know, when I see a true story that I love, I start to fictionalize it. Even though I do a documentary, I start to think, you know, what if, you know, it was just a fiction story? And honestly, you know, I started looking at the world like that. And I'm happy to say that many of my stories are succeeding internationally. And I think they do, I'm trying for them to do good, you know. There's so many hard news over there, all over. So in my small piece of world, you know, if I can do something good to the world, I'm very happy.
No wonder you end up on this show, because in this show we are looking for always for those beautiful soul of the in the universe to share our, you know, our vision for a different tomorrow, because we believe that we have a choice, and the choice is to do good, to become good as one, and then we're going to turn the page on this incredible, you know, history. Danny, you help us. You know, tell us about the movies. Are you in the planning of a new movie, or are you planning to do some new project in the near future?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm always doing that. You know, actually, and you know, we are trying right now to raise funds in order to have series of slates of movies that are coming from Israel. Good stories, positive stories, just to show, you know, the world that, you know, there are some really good things coming out of Israel, not only what they hear about in the news. My new film is called Amos. It's about a wildlife photographer. And he's a guy that, you know, he lives in the United States but came from Israel. And he has shot all the big ocean giants exist in his still camera. He's a cameraman, stills cameraman, wildlife photographer. And he has one thing that he hasn't done. He hasn't shot the polar bear. So we're going to the Arctic this July to try to accomplish his mission. He tried once. It was too dangerous. Almost got killed. And he's going to try again this summer. And we have a campaign on Indiegogo. If people will go to Indiegogo and we'll see Amos, you know, they will be able to help us and support us, you know, doing this mission. my next film, you know, that will come out is also I have an exciting basketball movie telling about the big victory of Maccabi Tel Aviv basketball team at 1977, when, you know, Tal Brody came with a big sentence, "We are on the map." Yes. So we're
and
telling
we
all the behind
the
scenes. Yes, exactly, exactly. So this is going to be like a film that I expect to come out in 2016. And I'm working on fiction. I'm working on a fiction story, actually, of one of the players, O.C. Perry, one of the players in that team. Yeah, he's an amazing life story. So all those things, you know, they inspire me.
I think, you, first of all, I recommend you for doing that most deal because, you know, photography is something the most amazing and something that can transfer the mood of people in a way that nobody realized because oceans and the visual of stuff that are incredible are for the people of the universe are a relaxation. It's something enormous, so it's a blessing. And you call it the most. My dear father named God bless his soul was the most too. So I want to send a lot of blessing for you to have a successful and incredible launching of everything you're doing. And to get your part that you needed, because we want to have more polar bears, you know, recorded. Especially
exactly.
When, if they're incredible photographers, we need to assist them. And I know that
absolutely.
You have in the world a lot of professionals who can help you do that. And it won't, and you have to go safe and come back safe and sound. Remember that. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's, you know, the most
Amen.
Important, and, you know, for us,
yes,
you know, I feel
God
very privileged, you know, that the stories are coming across us.
Listen, you're special, your heart is in the right place, and you're doing stuff that will turn, you know, for the children of the universe, of the world, you know, they need to be amazed, because they were bored, so they're playing with guns. Now, we need to amaze them. We need to let them see how, you know, we still have to conquer the world because there's so much that we don't know. So with that, you know, having said that, I want to bless you. I want to send you to your good way and be safe. And we might have a new show. We've been talking about it, you know, with Doug. Maybe for the Israeli in California or all over the world on Sunday, so we can have some Israeli music and cattling for them too, because they deserve it. They work so hard all over the globe, like you do. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Danny, thank you all for coming. And I hope to talk to you soon. Let us know if you have anything going on. We'd love to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Early. It was a pleasure. Good talking to you.
Tell me, one last thing. Do you have any address that you want to mention?
Our website is Hey Jude Productions. It's like the Beatles song, Hey Jude Productions.com.
Hey Jude. Yes.
And you can always also find, you know, us on Facebook, you know, and I will also send you a link to our Indiegogo campaign for Amos. You know, we have about 10 more days to go in order to raise the sufficient funds to do this film. And we believe, you know, so far the support is incredible. So really, it's a joy talking to people like you that are so positive and supportive, and it gives us the energy to do what we do.
Oh, you're wonderful. And please send us, and Hey Jude is the website, and you can put, you know, send me, I'll put the link on BBS Radio on the Impossible Truth page in Facebook, so they all can find Danny Menken. And I really hope to see you, you know, one day in great and glorious places, okay? God bless
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's get a break and have some more music. And it was wonderful to talk about it because it made me think about the ocean. What a great image. All right.
Che non si muore per amore, è una gran bella verità. Perciò, dolcissimo mio amore, ecco quello che da domani mi accadrà.
All right, and we are back. Mina, wow, she's a passionate dreamer, and a singer of forever Italian songs. And she sings "Io Vivo." You know, I will survive her way, though. This is like our beautiful. Gloria Gaynor, she says, I will survive it. Is that true? That's the most Gloria Gaynor. And I think she's coming to visit Israel now. Now, let me tell you, let me ask a question. You know, guys, we have a lot of things, a lot of visitors in Israel, and there are a lot of concerts. And I would suggest you guys start getting the concert information, so you will have maybe a visit with a ticket to a show. You got a middle, you know, you got Israel, you got the Red Sea, you know, the splashing the salty water, which is incredible healing product to the skin. You're gonna be smooth as you've never been before, and you know, you'll feel relaxed. You go immersing in the Dead Sea is amazing. And then you can go get a show. We have the opera on Masada, which is the most incredible place to have an opera. Just imagine on Masada, you know. So, guys, think about summer with entertainment. And I don't mind you guys asking me if you want to send me to the BBS Radio, my page, The Impossible Truth. And ask me what's going on. I'll try to get the information for you. It's Gloria Gaynor is the one that I'll survive. I will survive, and she's coming to Israel, all right. And we are looking forward because we will survive. That's the best message we could send to all those goons and all those, you know, what are boogeymen out there? You know, those are the boogeymen, right? They want us to be afraid. No, we'll survive. We'll overcome them, and we're gonna have a different page in our universe and in our little world, because it's little. every time you travel, you realize how little is the world. And now with Facebook, it's really tiny. So, and maybe it's too tiny for comfort for some of us, you know, talking so much. Anyway, let's go to the next songs and see what we have in store. Nina, you were loud. I'll get you another song next time, because you have to understand that lady. That lady is the most incredible singer in Italy. So that song didn't fit in my what I want to show you about her, the melody, the romance, the beauty of singing. All right, sweetie. Sweetheart, all of you, let's go back to some more music.
Avevo una ferita in fondo al cuore, soffrivo, soffrivo, gli dissi non è niente. Mentivo, piangevo, piangevo, per me si è fatto tardi.
All right, that was Nada. Nada was the voice of Italy in the 60s. She was beautiful and she still is. And the song was Cuore un Zingaro. It's a gypsy. You know, the heart is a gypsy. You never know where it's gonna find a field, a green field to love, and how you fall in love. You don't know. You just don't have a clue who you're gonna fall in love with. That's the most amazing thing, because people think that they have a set of rules and a set of actions. And sometimes, they fall in love with people. I know that many enemies of Israel are really fond of Israelis. It's amazing, because when you meet them outside, they're really, friends. They love the same food. They love to talk. They chat the same way. They make jokes the same way. They're just brothers, from different mothers, for real. And they just don't want to give up. It's the stubbornness of men, with the stupidity of women, of course. Sometimes, hey, I give it. When we do mistakes, we do mistakes. If I can take back, the mistake of the past, I would start with Eve, right? So I don't think that we are gonna get away with saying anything against anybody. We just know that we just need to have a little patience, because freedom is what's important for us to do it. And there is not a better mother like America to tell us and to give us an example what freedom goes. When your heart is free to love, it means that you're free, in the spirit. And the spirit, freedom of the spirit is really important for the mind, for everybody, mindset. And I'm telling you that now that we are concluding our hour of Italian, love songs, we'll get better and more updated as we come. This is like a touch and go thing. We'll have to say, that we are approaching the 4th of July, and this is the 1st of July. I know it's 3 days away, but I have so much respect for America and what she gave us into the world and what she taught us, and how we're standing tall, for real, because of her. I don't remember anything else than after the big war, but something I learned so well is that we cannot repeat the mistake of the past. So I want you guys to study a little history and remember that we are not free to destroy the world. we have no right, because it's not ours to take or to make, it's ours to preserve. And if mistakes were done, let's assume that it's with the grace of God will be forgiven. But what we want to thank, we want to thank the leader of this free world for being so kind to all of us, patient with all our mischief, all the kindness, all the grace, and all the generosity, incredible generosity of the American people. I think that you Americans are a blessing to the universe, and I want to bless America for incredible years of happiness, of joy and prosperity like you never had before. May God give us a break and give us back, you know, some kind of molding to put everything back to place. And I'm here for you guys anytime. I'm here for in the Holy Land, hoping that God, you know, blessing will be upon us, all of us. And may Israel, the Holy Land, will be, you know, the light to the nation she's supposed to be. So we can, you know, help shine the light of wherever it could be shined. So let's finish with American Oxygen of Brianna, which I love and I adore the spirit. And God bless you all. Happy anniversary, America. Happy 4th of July. Have a great one. God bless you all. Bye-bye.